Ash Wednesday by T.S. Eliot. Because I do not hope to turn again, because I do not hope, because I do not hope to turn, desiring this man's gift and that man's scope, I no longer strive to strive towards such things. Why should the aged eagle stretch its wings? Why should I mourn the vanished power of the usual rain? Because I do not hope to know the infirm glory of the positive hour, because I do not think, because I know I shall not know the one veritable transitory power, because I cannot drink there, where trees flower and springs flow, for there is nothing again. Because I know that time is always time, and place is always and only place, and what is actual only for one time, and only for one place. I rejoice that things are as they are, and I renounce the blessed face and renounce the voice, because I cannot hope to turn again. Consequently, I rejoice, having to construct something upon which to rejoice, and pray to God to have mercy upon us, and pray that I may forget these matters that with myself I too much discuss, too much explain, because I do not hope to turn again. Let these words answer for what is done, not to be done again. May the judgment not be too heavy upon us. Because these wings are no longer wings to fly, but merely vans to beat the air which is now thoroughly small and dry, smaller and drier than the will. Teach us to care and not to care. Teach us to sit still. Pray for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death. Pray for us now, and at the hour of our death. Lady, three white leopards sat under a juniper tree in the cool of the day, having fed to satiety on my legs, my heart, my liver, and that which had been contained in the hollow round of my skull. And God said, "Shall these bones live? Shall these bones live?" And that which had been contained in the bones, which were already dry, said, chirping, "Because of the goodness of this lady, and because of her loveliness, and because she honors the virgin in meditation, we shine with brightness. And I, who am here dissembled, proffer my deeds to oblivion, and my love to the posterity of the desert and the fruit of the gourd. It is this which recovers my guts, the strings of my eyes, and the indigestible portions which the leopards reject. The lady is withdrawn in a white gown to contemplation. In a white gown. Let the whiteness of bones atone to forgetfulness. There is no life in them. As I am forgotten and would be forgotten, so I would forget, thus devoted, concentrated in purpose." And God said, "Prophesy to the wind. To the wind only, for only the wind will listen." And the bones sang chirping with the burden of the grasshopper, saying, Lady of silences, calm and distressed, torn and most whole, rose of memory, rose of forgetfulness, exhausted and life-giving, worried, reposeful. The single rose is now the garden where all loves end, terminate torment of love unsatisfied, the greater torment of love satisfied. End of the endless journey to no end, conclusion of all that is inconclusible, speech without word, and word of no speech, grace to the mother, for the garden where all love ends. Under a juniper tree the bones sang, scattered and shining. We are glad to be scattered. We did little good to each other. Under a tree in the cool of day, with the blessing of sand, forgetting themselves and each other, united in the quiet of the desert. This is the land which ye shall divide by lot, and neither division nor unity matters. This is the land. We have our inheritance. At the first turning of the second stair, I turned and saw below the same shape twisted on the banister, under the vapor in the fetid air, struggling with the devil of the stairs who wears the deceitful face of hope and of despair. At the second turning of the second stair, I left them twisting, turning below. There were no more faces, and the stair was dark, damp, jagged, like an old man's mouth driveling beyond repair, or the toothed gullet of an aged shark. At the first turning of the third stair was a slotted window bellied like the fig's fruit, and beyond the hawthorn blossom and a pasture scene, the broad-backed figure dressed in blue and green enchanted the Maytime with an antique flute. Blown hair is sweet, brown hair over the mouth blown, lilac and brown hair. Distraction, music of the flute, stops and steps of the mind over the third stair, fading, fading, strength beyond hope and despair, climbing the third stair. Lord, I am not worthy. Lord, I am not worthy. But speak the word only. Who walked between the violet and the violet? Who walked between the various ranks of varied green going in white and blue, in Mary's color, talking of trivial things in ignorance and knowledge of eternal dolor, who moved among the others as they walked, who then made strong the fountains and made fresh the springs, made cool the dry rock and made firm the sand in blue of larkspur, blue of Mary's color, Sovenia vos. Here are the years that walk between, bearing away the fiddles and the flutes, restoring one who moves in the time between sleep and waking, wearing white light folded, sheathing about her, folded. The New Year's walk, restoring through a bright cloud of tears the years, restoring with a new verse the ancient rhyme, redeem the time, redeem the unread vision in the higher dream, while jeweled unicorns draw by the gilded hearse. The silent sister veiled in white and blue, between the yews, behind the garden god whose flute is breathless, bent her head and signed, but spoke no word. But the fountain sprang up, and the bird sang down, redeem the time, redeem the dream, the token of the word unheard, unspoken, till the wind shake a thousand whispers from the yew, and after this, our exile. If the lost word is lost, if the spent word is spent, if the unheard, unspoken word is unspoken, unheard, still is the unspoken word, the word unheard, the word without a word, the word within the world and for the world. And the light shone in darkness, and against the word the unstilled world still whirled about the center of the silent word. O my people, what have I done unto thee? Where shall the word be found? Where will the word resound? Not here. There is not enough silence, not on the sea or on the islands, not on the mainland, in the desert or the rainland, for those who walk in darkness, both in the daytime and in the nighttime, the right time and the right place are not here. No place of grace for those who avoid the face. No time to rejoice for those who walk among noise and deny the voice. Will the veiled sister pray for those who walk in darkness, who chose thee and oppose thee, those who are torn on the horn between season and season, time and time, between hour and hour, word and word, power and power, those who wait in darkness? Will the veiled sister pray for children at the gate who will not go away and cannot pray? Pray for those who chose and oppose. O my people, what have I done unto thee? Will the veiled sister between the slender yew trees pray for those who offend her and are terrified and cannot surrender and affirm before the world and deny between the rocks in the last desert before the last blue rocks, the desert in the garden in the desert of drought, spitting from the mouth the withered apple seed? O my people, although I do not hope to turn again, although I do not hope to turn, wavering between the profit and the loss in this brief transit where the dreams cross, the dream-crossed twilight between birth and dying. Bless me, Father, though I do not wish to wish these things. From the wide window towards the granite shore, the white sails still fly seaward, seaward flying, unbroken wings. And the lost heart stiffens and rejoices in the lost lilac and the lost sea voices. And the weak spirit quickens to rebel for the bent golden rod and the lost sea smell. quickens to recover the cry of quail and the whirling plover, and the blind eye creates the empty forms between the ivory gates, and smell renews the salt savor of the sandy earth. This is the time of tension between dying and birth, the place of solitude where three dreams cross between blue rocks. But when the voices shaken from the yew tree drift away, let the other you be shaken and reply. Blessed sister, holy mother, spirit of the fountain, spirit of the garden, suffer us not to mock ourselves with falsehood. Teach us to care and not to care. Teach us to sit still, even among these rocks, our peace in his will. And even among these rocks, sister, mother, and spirit of the river, spirit of the sea, suffer me not to be separated, and let my cry come unto thee.